You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we give you everything you need to know about the Conference of Champions. This episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and today we are continuing talks about Pac-12 football. Fall camps are here. Season's right around the corner. Joining me now is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, how are you doing today?
Not bad, Cindy. I'm actually hanging out in your neck of the woods in Los Angeles as we speak.
Best place ever.
Well, the sun hasn't come out in about the last 24 hours since I've been here, so I hope that's just not a sign, but I got you.
No, every time there's a little gloominess, you know, just a little bit to, I would say, to calm things down. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But hopefully it gets sunny for you before you leave and you can actually enjoy a nice, beautiful day in Los Angeles.
Well, right. I'm going to be here for about 5 or 6 more days. So if it doesn't come out in the next 5 or 6 days, then I think it's probably a me problem with that.
No, we're not going to say. Yeah, there's no way that you're going to miss the sun at all in 5 or 6 days. I guarantee you you'll get some good weather.
I certainly hope not.
Okay, so Michael, we're discussing, you know, the Pac-12 players in the NBA. Summer League is officially over and they have honestly done, I say, a very impressive job. A lot of times, you know, you look to see how these rookies adjust to the NBA play. I know it's not full NBA play because, you know, these are a lot of younger guys or whatever, but it's still nice to just see how they come along and start developing. And so we're going to talk about 5 different players today, kicking things off with Evan Mobley, one of my favorites, you know, representing for the Trojans. But how would you say he handled playing on that summer league team? I would almost say like in a leadership role with the Cavaliers.
Evan Mobley's an interesting spot here because he's not going to be the guy that's going to get you 30 and 10. But when I was in, what I just mainly wanted to see was where exactly how exactly he looked on the court, how exactly he moved. He's really skinny. How did he appear out there with the other players? And honestly, I mean, he looks very much the part. His problem is he's just super skinny, obviously. But he didn't look out of place, and he certainly looked like a little bit of strength, and he's going to be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I agree. The few games that I watched him play in, I think what I did enjoy was literally seeing that leadership kind of come out of him early on, but out of his play, not necessarily like him being vocal, but you can see how he has an eye for play, like an eye for, you know, setting up plays. He's definitely a playmaker. And he's one of the things I remember one of the games I watched, he was really big on the assists. Like he scored points, but you noticed his game more so of how he was setting up his teammates.
Yes, you noticed that because he's a very good passer, but I think at USC, the whole thing was, if you get the ball, we want you to try to score because you're an unselfish guy. In the NBA, that's going to be a real positive for him because he's going to be going against other incredibly talented guys. And you know what? If he can expand that out and he shows an ability to pass and maybe chip in 2 to 3 assists a game and a couple more hockey assists where, you know, the assist that leads to the assist, that's only going to make him better. And he honestly has the skills to be able to do that.
Yeah. I think the one thing that has stood out for all of these players is how comfortable they all looked playing in the game. And so I kind of think that his transition into this league will be a little smoother than some people even anticipated.
Yes, he's going to be fine. I think that his basement, as far as how he, I think as far as his statistical contributions will probably be about 10 and 8, something like that, because he's just going to get that based off of his height and his length and, you know, his dexterity out there. And you know, his upside ultimately, I think, is an all NBA type player. And he didn't really do anything in the summer league to dissuade me from either one of those views. I think he's a really safe pick.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree. Okay. So moving on to maybe a unsafer pick was Zaire Williams out of Stanford. You and I discussed him and how he was a risky move at how early he went, considering he only had 1 year experience. That wasn't the best showcase of his skills. But I do think that what I saw from him in Summer League was kind of proving some people wrong that, you know, he does still have that shot and can be a playmaker in this game.
Yeah, he was just a weird pick all the way around because, and he's very controversial, but I don't really know why, because when you look at him, he's a kid that came out as a top five talent in the country. And he didn't play great at Stanford, but like you said, his shooting's there, his ability to move is there, his length is there. He's a guy that has all the tools to be an NBA All-Star. And, you know, it's not like you're choosing him with the first pick in the draft. You're choosing him with the 10th pick. Again, that's higher than a lot of people, I think, wanted. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, this is a guy that if you hit on him, he's going to be a really, really good player for you. So he's just, again, it's a little bit of the Evan Mobley thing. He's just so skinny right now. He's a guy that is just not going to be able to contribute, I think, early on in a real format. Now in Summer League, yes, but I don't see him getting a lot of burn this year, mainly just because he doesn't have quite the skills that Evan Mobley does. He's not as tall as Evan Mobley, and he might be even skinnier than Evan Mobley.
Okay, that's fair. Frame is a big deal. It may not be a contact sport like football, but basketball, you still want to have some muscle, some body mass to really, you know, post up some of these players, be able to actually compete with them. But would you say that would be like the only thing holding them back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they got it. They got everything else. It'll just be interesting to see. I have more questions about Zaire Williams than I do Evan Mobley, obviously. Yeah. But I think with Evan Mobley, just the only question is strength. With Zaire, I think a lot of it is also his mentality, how he goes about doing the game out there, how serious he is about it. Because, you know, he drifted way too much for anybody's liking in college, that's for sure. And this is going to be his next step where hopefully he can rectify that situation.
I feel like he's already making the steps, though, by getting drafted, right? Because, again, mm-hmm. We were both very shocked to see him go as high as he did.
Right, for sure. I was really stunned. I thought he'd be picked around a guy like Josh Christopher, who I know we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but he went probably about 10 to 12 spots higher than I think most people thought. Most people had him as a mid at highest to late first round pick. Right. And obviously, you know, but it's with the Thunder. If he hits, then, you know, it works for you. But, you know, if he doesn't, a lot of people are going to be saying, I told you so.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, coming up next, we are going to shift things to Josh Christopher and some more players out of Summer League coming from the Pac-12. So, yeah, we definitely have to dive deep into those just because, honestly, the NBA season's right around the corner, and it's crazy mm-hmm. to think that. But for those of you who may have issues with sweating, SweatBlock is the product for you. It is an antiperspirant to help you really stop sweating and not having to deal with those sweat stains. I don't know about you, but I'm a big sweater, unfortunately. I hate to admit that, but it is what it is. I am a big sweater, and yes, it's good when you're trying to work out, but not necessarily when you're trying to look good and, you know, in your nice clothes. And it's kind of embarrassing at times. So if you have dealt with this or know someone that has dealt with this, then SweatBlock will be great for you. It's doctor created, doctor recommended. It works for up to 7 days per use, and it's a dry shirt guarantee. So if SweatBlock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back, which is great, right? There's some guarantee there, and then incentive to try something new when you know you can get your money back if it doesn't work. It's been featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters, and it's the best seller on Amazon for the past 10 years, over 13,000 reviews. And the best part is it's manufactured in the USA, so you don't have to worry about anything, you know, fishy going on or anything extra. So you can wear what you want to wear. It's basically a confidence booster. You know, you don't have to worry about the extra issues. If you're nervous or you get anxiety, those type of things, no issue. And especially during the summer, it's hot everywhere. So this is perfect for you. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out SweatBlock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. All right, we're talking NBA Summer League and Pac-12 players to be specific. We're now moving on to that Rockets team, which seems to be somewhat of a powerhouse when it comes to this draft. They picked up Josh Christopher, Jalen Green. I always have to, Jalen Green, Jalen Suggs, like, you know, the names are, it's a lot.
Right, for sure.
And then, wait, there was one more I'm missing because they had three in that, in the draft, but I cannot think of the other name. Josh Christopher, Jalen.
Josh Christopher, Jalen Green, and are you thinking of Kevin Porter?
Possibly. We'll just go with that because we're talking Pac-12 anyways.
Right. I'm. You know what, Cindy? And if you're not, it's somebody really close to that.
Right. Exactly. Either way, the Rockets team looked really good. A lot of the storylines were, you know, surrounded by Jalen Green. But Josh Christopher honestly still put on a show, in my opinion. And like I said, I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing from these Pac-12 players.
Yeah. The thing with Josh Christopher is – nobody questioned any of his talent. And unlike the other guys, I don't question whether he can put on strength or anything like that. I just question whether where his head's going to be, because one-on-one, he's got all the potential in the world. I mean, he's one of the best one-on-one players that's come through the conference in quite a while. He's got a good build. He's bouncy. Athletically, he has everything you'd want. I think the only question is, what does he have from a determination aspect? And if that goes through, then he's going to be a guy that's going to be an NBA starter for 10-plus years. He's got that kind of potential.
I would say, you know, the Rockets had, like, kind of a rough year as far as, you know, losing James Harden and trying to rebuild with John Wall and all that. How do you feel, like, with the players they drafted and, like, the way the summer league team looked? Do you feel like they can be contenders going into this next season?
Definitely not. But I think they're a team. Sorry to be so blunt.
That was like, yeah, no, nice try.
for sure. Maybe not even the yeah at the beginning. But they're just in full rebuild mode. I mean, I definitely get your question, because you still got a guy like John Wall there who is, you know, one of the better point guards in the league. But they're in, like I said, they're in total rebuild mode. You're going to see Jalen Green, who is 19 years old, and he's going to be playing 38, 40 minutes a game, unless a guy's, you generally don't see that unless a guy's maybe like Kobe Bryant coming out or something. But you're going to see a lot of minutes from him. I think you're going to see Josh Christopher get a lot of minutes as well. And it's going to be interesting to see what they can do with John Wall, because I don't know if they can trade John Wall or not because of his contract, but I think they're definitely going to try to let him show out. So at least be able to gauge some interest there in the trade market.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be something to watch when the season starts for sure. Now, another player on that team that had a good summer league is Kevin Porter from USC. I definitely want to hear more about him, Brian, Michael, because you were the one telling me about how great you thought he was and how much he stood out.
Well, Kevin Porter's an interesting guy because, you know, we don't even need to talk about summer league. We can just talk about last year, because he's the guy that's a lot like Josh Christopher in that he has all the talent in the world. He's a well-put-together kid. He can shoot. He can slash to the basket. The problem with Kevin Porter is that you kind of wondered where his head was a lot of the time. And I think there's a little bit of that with Josh Christopher as well. But Kevin Porter, obviously, he showed out this past year. I mean, he dropped 50 points in a game. I mean, you just don't see that in a regular NBA regular season game. And I think if you're the Rockets, what you're looking at is you're saying, we've got three guys right now who are between 6'4 to 6'6, 6'5, 6'6 in that range that all have a world of potential to be 20 point per game scorers. Now, I think Jalen Green, barring injury, is definitely going to be one of those guys. But on top of that, I think that with Josh Christopher and Kevin Porter, you're hoping that one of those two Pac-12 guys becomes that player as well that you can put next to Jalen Green and turn into kind of a, I don't know, an all-star caliber player, but a guy that puts up, you know, 17, 18 points a game.
All right. I'm telling you guys, I felt like seeing so many Pac-12 players, you know, get drafted and then seeing them actually play and not really looking like complete disappointments is an exciting thing, especially for our conference. Yeah,
for sure. It's exciting because, you know, the Pac-12, you know, Pac-12 gets ripped on a lot. So when you get guys that, you know, emerge into the league and play well, that's always a cool thing to see.
Exactly. We're always trying to rep that Conference of Champions title and, you know, make sure they live up to it. So great to see them making it in the next level. We have one more player to discuss coming up next. If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Okay, Michael, one more player to discuss. And this one was honestly really fun to watch in college at Oregon, Chris Duarte. He's playing with the Pacers now. Now, he started off summer league with the Pacers playing really well, but they ended up resting him for the rest of summer league. I feel like it was a few games in, like he didn't play that many games. But what were your thoughts about him in summer league from what you did see?
He looks the part. He looks like a guy that will be able to play. Now, I think a lot of people wonder what exactly is, you know, what exactly is he going to be able to provide as his upside? Because again, he's an older guy. He's a 24-year-old rookie. But I think the one thing that you got to be fairly enthused about is that he's long, he's lanky, he's athletic, and he's gotten better each year. He doesn't look like the guy that was totally tapped out, you know, as a lot of 24-year-olds are. He looked like he was wired and built much differently than that. So I think that's where you got to look at it and you got to say, you know, this is what we were looking for, because you're going to want him to play immediately. Unlike all those other guys, with the exception of Mobley, you're going to want him to be able to play immediately.
You know, that is probably like the first person you've said, besides Josh Christopher, the first person you said, like, you know, you could see him playing immediately. Now, I want to say, like, what do you feel like, besides the size that he has, that Evan Mobley doesn't, but you know how he went further down from
right the draft. Yeah, I think the one thing when it comes to Duarte is that he can do really everything. There's really no flaw in his game. I mean, he can shoot, he can get to the basket, he can dribble, he can defend. There, you look at him and there's nothing that you really need to say, wow. You really got to be able to put some more, you know, put some more game, or be able to put a little bit more strength in there. There's none of that. He's kind of a ready-made product, and that's why I'm fascinated to see what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think, too, with the Pacers, I feel like they're another team that's constantly rebuilding. They haven't really been major contenders for a minute now.
No, they haven't. And, you know, when you're a franchise like that, it's difficult, because if you're not in the public eye, people forget about you really quickly. And it's not exactly like you're a free agent destination or hub either. So they need him to hit, and they need him to be a starting caliber guy pretty much immediately.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Based off of what you've seen in summer league, who would you say is going to have the most successful rookie year?
I think Evan Mobley. mainly because he's so good, he's so talented, and he's so long that I think worst case scenario, like we talked about, I think you're looking at a guy that's going to kind of average double-double and block a couple shots as well. I think he's a very, very good – I think he's a very safe pick right there. I think it's just going to take him a little bit longer than maybe Jalen Green or Cade Cunningham to really see his potential.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm probably going to pay even more. The NBA season is hard to keep up with. There's so many games that are happening. A lot of times things don't even get serious until after All-Star break. But knowing about these players coming in and, you know, kind of being more invested with the focus of Pac-12, I kind of feel like I'm going to watch earlier on and be, you know, more in tuned with it.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a fun year, Cindy. I really think so.
Yes. And of course, make sure, you know, everyone still knows that it's going to be fun to keep up with the Pac-12 basketball and football. You want to make sure that you're coming here on Locked On Pac-12 to get all your Pac-12 news. But if you're into betting, you definitely want to check out the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get your daily picks, your blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. And then don't forget, we're going to have our own little betting series going on with Michael Luke, but it'll be focused on the Pac-12. So if you want some Pac-12 bet options and, you know, all of that good stuff, make sure you stay locked on the Pac-12 on Locked On Network.